monopolise run down houses in the run down town. Traffic cuts and coffee shop, businesses and office block. Crime rate low and the rent price up. Elevate, globalise, residency humanised. Run down houses in the run down town. You're not from round here. Renovate and modernise and liquor paint revitalises run down houses in the run down town. Equitise, villainise, violate squatters' rights. Low laws are ruining your brand new town. Todd Hall becomes a brewery, furthering disparity.
So McGee, so smooth.
So McGee. And I know Millie wanted to start a McGee club at Queens. Yeah. Girl's busy, man. Hopefully she's okay. She'll be back with us next week and we'll discuss some of her choices. But yes, we are playing our favorites of 2025.
The favorites we remember, we are in the background here looking at other lists and being like, oh yeah. So I feel like there's going to be part two of this.
There will be part two. And I'm also reminded of how little I know about music whenever I go back and be like, I need to just listen to. I was just on the NPR 125 songs that they loved. And I'd say, honestly, a third I don't know.
Yeah, I found following them on Instagram. They have their Tiny Desk Instagram, and it gives you snippets. And
it's helpful.
Yes, it's much easier to digest and see who you want to leap further into that way.
Okay, so let's go back and see what we played here. Oh, we had some great choices here. So, yes, we had I Want by McGee. That was Millie's choice. Look at this one.
Lamborghini Girls,
you're not from around here.
One of the ones I could play because it doesn't have profanity in it.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, catchy.
Back again for 2025. They were a big thing in 2024, so good to see them still holding on. Wolf Alice, White Horses. I absolutely love that song. And I'm seeing it on some people's list, not everybody's. I think we thought it would have a bigger impact. Again, as we troll through the lists. Also, Addison Rae, Headphones On. That was Millie, and that song is everywhere. Got to give her that one. And it's a great pop song. We'll talk about pop music in a bit because I lean there sometimes. But before Addison, we had Backseat by New Zealand's own Balu Brigada.
Loved the instrumentation in that song.
Oh, so fun. I want to see them.
Yeah. Mm.
And I always appreciate bands that are from really, really, really far away. So that's on my dance card for 2026 if we can do that. But also, I felt it went well with your choice.
Yeah. So Follow Excitement, Rizzle Kicks. Just a really high energy, positive song. They are British hip hop artists, and that collab was with an indie rock artist as well. So,
genreless. I remember, just before you play, you're like, "What is it?"
I don't know how to describe it.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
That's usually the most curious type of music that I want to hear. But we have more coming up, and yes, we're running out of time for all the songs we want to play. So we'll play more in another episode. So you're going to have to find that. But I want to play this artist, C-Matt. The album is called Euro Country. It was everywhere, very much appreciated in Europe and England specifically. And Take a Sexy Picture of Me was the main song that I see on everybody's list. I'm going with this one, though, When a Good Man Cries. Just follow to the end. It's so good. Let's keep going.
Cricket bat. Yeah.
to the street, alone in a sea. It comes over me, oh, I'm missing you. Yeah, I'm missing you. And all the things we used to do. MDMA in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kissed for hours straight, well, baby, what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life. Well, I want you just like that. Into your hands, we're in a sandstorm and it knocks me out. I didn't know then that you'd never be enough. Oh, since I was 17, I gave you everything. Now we wake from a dream. Well, baby, what was that?
Thank you. Getting closer, talk to a man who I don't Wolverine. No weather out, but I'm underground. Like a Tiffany in the blue light. Said don't go, I do turn. And a flashbang in the darkness. There's a man down with a brain bleed. And a trust fund in the concrete. Seeing realize that you are alone.
Oh, feels like deep spasms of underground joy.
Oh my God, that album was so good. Barry Can't Swim, the album's called Loner, and that it was hard to pick a song. I picked Childhood.
I was going to put another song on there from him, but you had already done that. But now I'm going to add it for the next
one. We're doing part two. We're trying to think of maybe we could have some extra guests to sort of, you know, give us some thoughts on the year end, because we keep learning. We keep learning. We played The Help from Millie.
With two L's.
With two L's. And the song's called Chord off the album Riviera. Peach Pact. I forgot about that song. I just added to my personal top songs of 2025. The album's Dehydrated. Sure. Ajax is a song.
Northern Ontario representation.
Oh my God. Is it Sudbury?
Are they North Bay.
North Bay. Oh, fantastic band. Okay. Just say it.
Couteau à la gorge.
Fantastic. If you missed it, you missed it. Alex Ferrand's art. Quebec?
Montreal.
Okay.
Very weird, very idiosyncratic. Obviously, like punk elements, electronic elements, very gritty. And I've really been digging this album that he's been releasing in bits and pieces over the year.
But it was like upbeat too.
Yeah.
Like it was
it's catchy.
You know, dancey, fun. Then we had Lord, What Was That? Millie's Choice. What a year for Lord. I think that the concert tickets sold very quickly, and everyone, like our Gen Z friends, they're all very excited about the return of Lord. Not that she went anywhere, but I just feel this new...
Lord is back.
I just feel like the Charlie XCX thing was just another affirmation of Lord. And so What Was That? Yes, absolutely. Very 2025. Then I played C-Mat, When a Good Man Cries. I already gave you some intro on that. But yeah, I'm glad if you listened and you heard that last refrain at the end. I want to go see that artist as
You're
well.
You're a country. Who knew?
I don't like country, but I love that song. There's another kind of country song that I liked this year, too. Maybe we'll talk about it next week on a soundtrack that I really liked this year. Like, soundtracks used to be, like, in the 90s, like, that was my thing. I loved soundtracks. Be excited about soundtracks. I have a ton of soundtracks on CD, and there was one this year that was really good, so maybe we'll talk about that next show. I want to talk about this artist. What an album. It's called Baby. The artist is called Dijon. This is on a lot of lists for good reason. And we were talking about how Geese was able to sort of pull nostalgia but not sound like a cover artist. Dijon has captured this with definitely Prince Resides in His Dreams, because there is that, but it's not Prince. Like, it's something else. It's very current, and the song is so loving. It is green flag boyfriend material here. Like, it's so beautiful, and just he loves his partner so much, and is just all of it, all of the things. It's a drippy, beautiful song. Have I oversold it? No. It's so good. It's so good. So that's going to come up next, and it looks like we got some Mac coming up. Gee, I wonder who picked that. Love some Mac DeMarco. And what do we got here? What's this?
Totally just shoving it in there because it's catchy but important. It's an artist called Mudrat, very political album that he put out this year. This one's called You Don't Care About Poor People, which, you know, it's
very 2025 again.
Yes.
Right.
Very,
sadly.
Anti-capitalist sentiments and ballad. But yeah, he has some, again, hard to pick ones that weren't explicit. But there is an I Hate Rich Seas on that album that is also probably my actual favorite, but I can't play that one on air.
Where's Mudrat from?
I don't know.
Okay, sorry. I people ask me questions like that all the time, and I never know the answer, so no, don't worry about it. I see we have more music coming.
Australia.
Australia.
Mm-hmm. So we've got
New Zealand. They've got great bands.
New Zealand and Australia represented
great
on this
bands
list.
Over there in the South Pacific. All right, so we'll get to that. But yeah, some Yamaha Dijon's going to get us started. We got Mac DeMarco, and I love we're coming out of Mac. Like, you think you're just going to have your morning that you're going to have. Mudrat's going to come for you. And then I don't know. Like, there's so many other songs we need to play. Look, there's Somber in there. We're going to be playing Somber both. both weeks, and I want to talk to Millie about Samba as well. Carnelian is in here too. Oh boy, yeah. We'll see what we come up with, but yeah, we got to talk locals. There's a couple locals in this list too that maybe we need to get to. But let's just get you started with those three, and we'll see how much. What are we looking at? Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It flies.
Time
always flies so quickly.
Because it's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun. Hopefully, you listeners are enjoying yourselves out there. You are listening to the Indie Wake Up Call. It's a bit of a year wrap up here, part one, and I want to thank Black Dog Hospitality for sponsoring the show. All good things. CFRC.ca if you want to find out more about our funding drive as well. It continues, and it's been a riot. So many fun things going on. So
first draw happened last week. Prizes available every week for every donation of $5 inkorns.
All right. Do check that out. Okay. Here we go.
much sweeter. Some things never change. Time will be sweeter. I'll be so much sweeter. Now back inside your cage.
Drinks.
Thanks, mate.
Who was the bloke you were just talking about?
Big Johnny's on the trot, he's a couple deep. Another night with the boys out on Chapel Street. It's been a hard week's work when you hardly work. But now you can't eat dirt when your dad's a sheep. Oof. The big dog and he's off the leash. He's got his sight now set on a piece of meat. He says, hey, where you from? You look so exotic. Somehow that chop bell sort of hypnotic.
About poor people. What if I told you there was one enemy, one war with me, comrade?
There's a man with the ace in hand. He adds fuel to the fire of a rageful clan. Cause the pumpkins are dried as he raids the land. And never told it's the fault if the skin's more tan. So
what?
limousine. Rockin' on. Get to me. Giddy up.
Some guy comes up, says I'm his type. I just threw up in my mouth when he just tried to ask me out. Yet don't approach me, I just wanna dance with my friends.
We thought we were ready, but managed to prove ourselves wrong. We changed so fast, so unexpectedly. Oh, how can you help it when you're so naive? Oh, how can you help it? How can you help it? How can you help it when you're 17?
Open a Pandora's box. Oh my god, yeah. Christmas Day is gonna be crazy in my house. Curse is gone. Almond Milk and Luella. Looking forward to seeing them back in town. I bet you they're gonna do some secret shows over the holidays. I should just ask them when that is. Yeah. We'll text them soon.
We won't tell anyone.
Maybe we'll talk about that next week. It just could be in a living room on Pine Street. I'm just saying it could happen there. We'll wait to see. But that is the song that won for Slate Music Video Prize of the Year from the jury.
And you were hosting the red carpet for that.
Yes, we were. It was so fun, and we will do it again. Yeah. And I think we're going to put Millie front-facing.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't really front-facing. I think I just interviewed the Gertrudes in person, and then everybody else, like, we just pushed them all there and did their thing.
My glamorous role was putting the lights up for the carpet.
Super glamorous. Love the red carpet, Slate Music Prize. If you don't know what we're talking about, you just have to keep listening to CFRC. We talk about it a lot as the new year kicks in, but just open up that March calendar because it's a wonderful time to go see some great films. But also, again, the Slate Music Video Prize. And the bands are filming the videos these last several weeks.
And they're so much fun to watch.
Oh, my God. Love it. So congratulations to everyone who was in it because we loved all the videos. But that's the song that took it. So it was definitely one of my faves of the year for sure. Let's see if we can, hear from them. That would be fun to hear from them as they're home from undergraduate studies, still at school doing their things.
Certified.
Yes, I know. All right. We had some Carnelian in there. That was Millie's pick. And I said that was not a song that I would necessarily go to with Carnelian, but I'm so glad she continues to choose that as her favorite. That was 17, the acoustic version. Mm-hmm. Goodbye, Carnelian. Goodbye.
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye for now. They have disbanded. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Life goes on. But that was one. Oh, and look, we got some great picks from you.
Yeah, we had Wet Leg with Catch These Fists and Mud Rat before that. So a couple loud ones after some very gentle Mac DeMarco.
So gentle. Okay, well, we got to get out of here. We're going to go out with some Saya Gray. And yes, part two next week. You're going to want to hear that. Amelia will be back with us. So coming out with some Saya Gray. But there's so many more songs we're going to get to. I'm going to try to find some guests.
Yeah.
All right, we're out. Talk soon, everybody.